Yeah, it's summer. We've got bodies. I guess we've got summer bodies. But yeah, let's hear more from an expert. Vanessa, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. We're reveling in our summer bodies here, you might have heard. What can you tell us, Vanessa? It's that time of the year. People are relaxed. You've worked hard for 10, 11 months. You know, you've earned it. It's part of that human cycle. You work hard. You store up your willpower. Now you're on holiday. Maybe you're at a hotel, or you've bought junk food at the quick stop, or they're serving, you know, these delicious all-you-can-eat buffets. What does a person do in a situation like this?
You know, overeating and indulging during the holidays is a lot of people do struggle with, and it's simply making poor food choices. So, you know, it's all about how much you value your health, how much you actually invest in your health. And it's all about achieving balance, which sounds so cliche, but it's truly about, you know, measuring out in a day your consumption of things that aren't great for you, and, you know, outweighing those things with really good, nutritious food. And remember, the better you eat and the healthier you feel, the less likely you are to overindulge. No one feels great after a night of binging or drinking or a week of that. You know, it starts affecting your sleep, it starts affecting your energy levels, starts affecting so many aspects of your health. So to really change your mindset and really try and invest in your health, and it's literally like preparing things, because, you know, when you go on road trips or if you're traveling, you're more likely to eat something that's just available as a takeaway, or, and it's often things that are high sugar, high fat. And the more you binge or overdrink, for example, the more you're going to crave sugar, because your body's, you know, you're producing a lot of cortisol, you're not sleeping properly, you're not eating nutritious food, so your brain doesn't actually register that you have eaten. So you continuously crave, you lose blood sugar control. It's quite a vicious cycle that happens. So it's really about changing your mindset and never focusing on weight. Weight seems to be a weak spot for people, and they tend to either have a lot of willpower around losing weight. But if you shift your mind from losing weight to actually just being in good health, everything starts changing.
I hear you, and it all sounds good on paper, but you're dealing with two people, at least two people in studio, Vanessa, that I don't know. I think we have a willpower deficit, Lindy. What happens, for example? I mean, this is a common holiday scenario, and I hear what you're saying. Preparing food beforehand, that works. What if I know I'm going out for cocktails or sundowners and Camps Bay Beach or another fancy beach around our beautiful country? It's going to be friends. There'll be an exotic cocktail list. After maybe 3 or 4 or 17 cocktails, I'll have lost willpower, and all of my good planning and my good intentions will have gone out the window. Is there a way that I can use the same techniques to stop myself from maybe overindulging on the alcohol side, you know, and saying goodbye to my willpower?
You know, I think willpower is a bit like a muscle. It's like you have to really work at it. Mm. And the thing is that you have to realize yourself, and it's all so individual because we've all got such unique biochemistry. The way our mental willpower works is all so individual. So some people are able to completely resist something. Others just feel like, you know, what the hell, I might as well just enjoy myself, I live once. And that's all just your mind, you know, speaking about certain things. If you are going to overindulge and you know you've got something coming up, whatever you do the rest of the day is going to count. So make sure that you're having, you know, a lot of greens, a lot of water, good supplementation, like say a green tea extract, some liver supporting herbs, and you do this and it really helps support your body. But if you really want to, you know, indulge and have fun, then, you know, then that's what you want to do, and that's what makes you feel good, and that's totally okay. I can't say to people, don't do that, if people are going to do that anyway. So it's really about, as I said, how much you value your health. Some of us value it more, so we will, you know, we're not going to indulge in everything all the time, and we will choose certain indulgences at specific times, knowing if we've got festive functions or year-end functions, or we've got Christmas lunch is coming on. You have the ability and the responsibility to make good choices yourself. It's not, there's no rule book that says, you know, you know, do this and don't do that and et cetera. But I think you can say have, you know, two drinks in the week or three drinks in the week. And that sounds like it's very little, but you know, if you feel good the next day when you wake up after having 18 cocktails and you feel like, you know what, I actually don't have willpower, you know, then that's your responsibility.
Thank you. Food for thought. Thought about food.